This goes to Dr. Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Arius is E-R-I-U-S. Fax is 989-629-8145. Regarding Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, Melendez, it's M like Mary, E-L-E, N like November, D like David, E-Z, Rodriguez, R-O, D like David, R-I-G-U-E-Z. Date of birth, January 31st of 1950. Dear Dr. Arias, this is a consultation for Mrs. Melendez Rodriguez, who was sent for evaluation of increasing creatinine levels after her hospitalization in April of 2022. Prior to hospitalization, creatinine levels were ranging between 0.6 up to 1.0, and she had normal potassium levels. And then after hospitalization, for mental status changes and three strokes were found on MRI, she had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast, and kidney function was found to be decreased with a creatinine of 1.5 and a potassium of 5.7. She was living in Sacramento, California with one of her daughters, and after she had two strokes in February of this year, her daughter, Minerva, M like Mary, I, N like November, E-R-V-A, went to Sacramento, California and drove her mother back to Michigan, where she now resides with her daughter. The patient only speaks Spanish, but her daughter is able to speak Spanish and English, so is able to translate for us. She has been referred to Dr. Cujo, C-U-D-J-O. She'll be seeing him September 15th this year for possible colonoscopy and endoscopy. She's been having dark stools, and she had severe diarrhea, and that was in June of this year, and when she had the CAT scan of the abdomen and also the elevated creatinine level. Since that time, she's had repeated labs, most recently July 18th of this year, and creatinine had improved at 1.2. Estimated GFR increased to 44, and potassium was normal at 4.2. She's feeling better right now. Her CVA, the largest area of infarction, was in the cerebellum area, and so she does have chronic dizziness after that stroke. She is walking with a walker with wheels today also, and she does require 24-hour care by family members in her daughter's home. She denies current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing. She does have chronic sensation of fullness after eating very small amounts, and she has been losing weight, but she has a very good appetite. She will be seeing Dr. Cujo for further testing for this. It's possibly related to diabetic gastroparesis. No diarrhea currently, no blood or melena. The stools are dark, but she is taking one iron tablet every day still. No edema, no claudication symptoms. She does have some numbness in both feet and lower extremities also, secondary to diabetic neuropathy. And she does have occasional urinary incontinence without cloudiness or blood. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, diabetic retinopathy, obstructive sleep apnea, hyperlipidemia, anemia, iron deficiency type, multiple CVAs, most recently in April of 2022. And the MRI of the brain showed the cerebellar infarction plus two smaller infarctions in the brain and small vessel disease also. Also, she has a history of hypertension, chronic dizziness, gait instability, gastroesophageal reflux disease, overactive bladder, asthma, glaucoma, diabetic neuropathy. Past surgical history, she's had an appendectomy. She had a permanent pacemaker placed when she lived in California and then had it removed. She did not want that device anymore. And in California, if the patient requests it, they must remove the devices such as pacemakers. Also, she's had a colonoscopy in the remote past. The daughter is not sure and the patient are not sure when that was last done. And she had placement of a loop recorder that is still in place. Social history, she is a widow. Her husband died while she was living in California. She's a retired homemaker. She does not use alcohol. She does not smoke cigarettes. And she does not use illicit drugs. She does live with her daughter. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, thyroid disease, stroke, hypertension, COPD, and carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Lantus insulin, metformin, and amlodipine. Medications, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Bisoprolol 2.5 milligram daily, Trulicity 0.75 milligram once weekly, Gabapentin 100 milligram, two tablets three times a day, Lexapro 10 milligram daily, Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram one daily, hydralazine, 50 milligram three times a day for systolic blood pressure of 140 or higher, lisinopril, 40 milligram once daily, aldactone, 50 milligram once daily, and no nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used for pain. Physical examination, height 59 inches, weight 126 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140 over 70, pulse is 63. Neck is supple, no JVD, no carotid bruise. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft. She does have some epigastric tenderness without guarding. No enlarged liver or spleen. No rebound tenderness. Extremities, no edema. 1 to 2+ pedal pulses bilaterally. 3-second capillary refill. Decreased sensation in both feet and ankles bilaterally. And labs and diagnostic studies, August 31st of 2022, we do have a repeat lab, and her creatinine is actually improved at 1.0 with estimated GFR 155 now. Potassium is 4.4, normal electrolytes, phosphorus 3.7, albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.9, hemoglobin is 10.8, with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done July 18, 2022. That's mildly elevated at 52, and creatinine was 1.2 at that time. Hemoglobin was 11.6. 6/24/22, creatinine was 1.5. That was during the time of diarrhea when she had the CAT scan with contrast. Potassium was elevated at 5.7. She was hydrated with IV fluid and lisinopril with lisinopril was held for several days, but then that has been resumed. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.8. Urinalysis negative for blood and 1+ protein. 4/8/2022, normal electrolytes and creatinine 0.8. And 0.9, excuse me. And echocardiogram was done 4/9/2022. That reveals mildly dilated atria, ejection fraction of 60, Hypertrophied left ventricle of normal size. No pericardial effusion, and she had moderately elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure at 51.3. She had ultrasound of the renal, ultrasound duplex of renal vessels, and that was done 4/12 of 2022, but that was inconclusive. They were unable to visualize the flows in order to calculate renal artery flows. And CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done 6/24 of 2022 because of the abdominal pain and very watery black diarrhea. And that showed no acute pathology in the kidneys, no calculi, no masses, no hydronephrosis. And she also had a cardiac event monitor 30 days, done 5/25/22. It did show predominantly sinus bradycardia on that event monitor. And her stress test was done April 11th of 2022, which had a normal heart rate and blood pressure response. Appeared normal before the nuclear med report was reported elsewhere. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to diabetic nephropathy. She also has bilaterally small kidneys. The ultrasound of the kidneys with renal vessels showed right kidney of 9.5 centimeters and left kidney is 9.2 centimeters. And she has microalbuminuria. We suspect the acute kidney injury June 24th of 2022 was secondary to the severe diarrhea and concomitant lisinopril use and also IV contrast exposure. And the levels have improved, and they're almost back to normal now with a creatinine of 1.0 August 31st. We've asked the patient to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet and avoid all oral anti-inflammatory drug use. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.